Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
Time for Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network. Tiger Talk, live from Tiger Club inside the Robbins Center on the Fort Hays State Campus, is brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors: Golden Belt Bank of Hays and Ellis, banking one story at a time; the Hays Med Orthopedic Institute, expertise, technology, compassion, all right here; Adams Brown, Strategic Allies and CPAs, going above and beyond for you; BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Mass City, and Pratt; BTI, our family in partnership with your family; The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Since 1970, you've never had it so good. And Eagle, our community connected. Tiger Talk with the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good afternoon and welcome to Tiger Talk. We are live at the Robbins Center on the Fort Hays State University campus, part of Tiger Club, and we're certainly glad to have you with us here today as we start winding down our programs. We have one show left next Wednesday here for the spring season, and we'll be done for the school year. It's amazing how quick it goes, but we're certainly glad to have you with us here today. We're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to talk some baseball first with Tiger head coach Justin Wickert. Track and field coach Jason McCullough will join us. We'll have a special guest a little bit later on, Alex Nichols, the new men's soccer coach. He'll be joining us for the first time on the program. We'll get to know Alex a little bit better, and then Adrian Pilkington will bring us home in the last portion of the program. Again, we're live at the Robbins Center here on the Fort Hays State University campus, part of Tiger Club. Obviously not a lot of Tiger Club left, but certainly be thinking about it for next year. Join, and you can be out here for the programs each and every Wednesday during Tiger Club, a part of Tiger Talk. Before we get to Justin Wickert, want to give you a quick update. Men's and women's golf both in action this weekend. The men were at the Firekeeper Open, hosted by Washburn, on Monday and Tuesday. Had a great tournament, finished fifth. They had the best final round of all of the teams there, shot a 277. That was the low round, as we said, of all the teams in round three. They shot an 867 for the three rounds of the tournament. That is the lowest team total in the Fort Hays State modern golf program history. So a great showing for the Tigers. Placed three in the top 20. Cooper Scheck, rounds of 73, 74, and had a 68 yesterday. He tied for 17th. Jackson Rader, 73, 76, and a 67 yesterday. He tied for 19th. Teammate Tanner Copeland also tied for 19th. A 75, a 72, and a 69 in the final round. So you could tell the weather was pretty nice yesterday. Tigers' top three golfers had rounds of 67, 68, and 69 on the final day at Firekeeper. Next action, this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they'll be at Shoal Creek in Kansas City for the MIAA tournament. Women's golf at the Arkansas Tech Spring Regional Preview. That was in Springfield, Missouri. The women finished at 18th place. Morgan Brasser tied for 17th out of 95 golfers, 7 over for the three rounds. Rounds of 74, 75, and then blew up a bit yesterday with a 79. They're back in action Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday down in Bolivar for the MIAA tournament as well. We'll get you up to date with track and field here in a little bit. Jason McCullough will be joining us, and we'll be getting you up to date with their meet in Pittsburgh and take a look to this weekend. They're going to all a bunch of places around the country. We'll do all of that and more as we continue. Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition invite you to join Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk some baseball with head coach Justin Wickert. That's next on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
Regardless of where you call home or where you want to call home, that's a story to share with Golden Belt Bank. Because when you share with us your home ownership dreams, you take a big step toward achieving them. Visit goldenbeltbank.com to connect with our mortgage team today. Golden Belt Bank. One story at a time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Shannon Wiley, and I live here in Hayes, Kansas with my husband and our two little boys. Reliable internet, I think, is important just all around, from your day-to-day life to work to school. We love that we're back in a smaller town, but we still can do all of the things we really love and enjoy and work remotely if we need to because we have a great internet provider like Nextech.
According to our customers, Nextech is consistently ranked as having excellent customer service in all areas. So stop worrying about your internet and get Nextech.
If you haven't heard, land is in demand. Hi, this is Mitch Keeley, your local Whitetail Properties land specialist in central and western Kansas. If you've ever considered selling your farm, ranch, or hunting land, now is the time to give us a call. I would love to talk with you about why landowners trust us to uniquely market and sell their land quickly for the best price possible. If you're interested in buying or selling land, give me a call at 785-259-0492 or visit whitetailproperties.com.
BTI John Deere is honored to support local high school seniors pursuing a career in an ag-related field. Do you know a high school senior who displays high integrity, ethical standards, and a strong commitment to their family and community? Their annual scholarship program offers $1,000 awards to winning candidates. Visit BTIequip.com or reach out to your local BTI to learn more. Applications for BTI's 2024 scholarship program close April 10th. BTI, our family in partnership with your family.
Bearcats infield in at the corners at first and third. Back in all the way across the board. As Kreitzer drives one to right, back goes Warnson to the wall. It's off the base of the wall. DeGarmo will score. It's an RBI double for Kreitzer, and Fort Hays State has tied it up at one. Yeah, some of the action from Friday night at Larks Park. Fort Hays State and Northwest Missouri State baseball. First of that three-game series, which we'll break down here in a little bit. Tiger Talk today brought to you by BTI, your John Deere dealer. Locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Nest City, and Pratt. BTI, our family, in partnership with your family. Joined now by head baseball coach Justin Wickert. Tigers coming off I'm guessing a bit of a frustrating weekend. You dropped two of the three with Northwest and then a tough one yesterday at Newman. That's on the heels of winning two of three against Missouri Western the weekend before. And we kind of talked about going into that homestand, an opportunity to put yourself in a good position to make the MIAA tournament. Still can do that, but obviously didn't go quite as well as you wanted on the homestand.
Yeah, it didn't go as well. You know, we had a chance to win the first game. Got some great pitching in there. We didn't execute some things we needed to earlier. We were getting no hit through five in there. Had, I think, three failed bunt attempts on it. Needed to move a guy over in a scoring position so we could try to actually get a hit and drive him in there, and we failed on all three attempts. Did end up taking the lead. Got late in the game. We ran our guy four innings, Vaughn. He was really good. Made one mistake in the last inning. You know, you're hoping you have more separation than that, and the ball leaves the park, and you end up losing by one run. So,
yeah, that made it tough because Tanner did throw well, and as you said, really the one mistake, and it got out of the ballpark, which was disappointing in the sense that he had pitched it so well and got a great start from Ty Riley in front of him. I know he's been bothered by some back spasms that maybe limited his availability on Friday, but those two guys really threw it well enough to certainly win that game.
Yeah, they did. Riley went five solid innings. Battled a little bit in there, but made the pitches he needed to. He was fighting some back spasms. We should have him back 100% this weekend, so we're excited for that. But
yeah, just one of those situations, and as you said, had chances early, and it was a pitcher's duel, and their guy, Mason Quinn, threw really, really well. And I'm sure you felt you probably could have done a little bit more against him, but he battled and gave them a chance. I mean, it was a great old-fashioned pitcher's duel, and if you like that, it was certainly a great game in that regard.
It really was.
All right, and you come back, it just felt like Saturday there was a carryover. I mean, obviously, frustration, the way you lose that game in the top of the ninth inning, and just seemed like Saturday things, it was, you know, obviously the weather was crazy with the wind the way it was blowing. It just was one of those days, didn't seem like anything went your way.
It was windy. It was either blowing in 50 miles an hour or blowing out 50 miles an hour, so you know, it was a crazy week in the baseball. You know, I think kind of where we're at with the team right now is just being able to play game to game and bounce back and not let it carry over. It's something we did well early. And then, you know, we've had little stints where we'll go out there and we'll run in and we'll go win 6 or 9 games in a row, or we'll come back out, you know, and we'll play well a game and then we won't play well. And then it's kind of trying to figure out what team's going to show up the next day. So we just got to continue to improve on that and make sure we're getting prepared.
With the wind the way it was, I mean, because you said, I mean, it was breezy but not bad on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday was wind, but a whole different wind direction. So they all three played differently. I mean, anything hit in the air was an adventure. Balls that would be sure outs were out of play. Balls that were going to be out of play ended up coming into play. I mean, what do you tell your team? Is there anything you can do to help prepare? Just have to go out there and experience it and just kind of read the wind, so to speak, because it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stick. If you hit the ball hard and flat, you know, it's got a chance to score runs 365 days a year. So that's kind of the philosophy we try to always stick with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to yesterday, the Newman game, and you know, we've talked about, you know, it's not always who you play, it's when you play them. And unfortunately, you kind of caught Northwest hot. They had just taken 2 out of 3 from Missouri Southern, who was ranked 8th in the country. Newman takes 2 out of 3 from Washburn. You'd faced them earlier this year and beat them pretty badly. They've been playing some really good baseball as of late, and it kind of carried over. They got off to the hot start. You tied it at 5, and then the wheels just kind of came off there in that 6th inning.
Yeah, it started off early. You know, we got out there and we beat them pretty bad that first game. And then could have beat them here again. But that yesterday was kind of weird. Vaughn came out and gave us a start. I don't think he was bad at all. Like, he executed good pitches. They barreled everything he threw across the plate. It's just getting to the point that you're playing your best baseball and getting hot, and they are, and we're still trying to get there.
Yeah, talk about this. Right now, you look at the situation. You're on the outside looking in for the conference tournament. But – when you look at the conference standings, you're one game out of 6th place right now. So if you can just get on a little bit of a roll and put a little bit of momentum and consistent baseball together, you're in a good spot. You have a couple of more weekends, 3 more, and then you have Pitt State at the end, which will be tough. But you look at everybody else's schedule, things are still right there for this baseball team if you can just get on a little bit of a roll, it looks like.
They are. And, I mean, anybody can go out and beat anybody in the conference, that's for sure. So we got to come out and play well and just focus on the game we're playing. And I actually kind of want the guys to quit looking at the standings. You know, quit counting games. Go out and win the one that we're playing today, and then we'll go and we'll move on from there. You do that enough, we're going to get in.
It feels like right now it's more on the mental side. And obviously, you've got some guys maybe not hitting as well as they have in years past. But, I mean, that's always been a part of baseball. They're still playing well enough. But it just seems like it's more on the mental side right now with this team.
It is, you know, they are good players. They're coming over and they're looking at you for an answer that you can't give them, other than you got to play this out. You got to go out and compete. You can't get frustrated. You can't question everything you want to do out there. So go out and hook it up. And if you want it, go take it and get a group of guys together and make it happen, you know. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, there's no feel sorry. You can't feel bad about it. You need to go out and compete and just keep on working on that.
It almost seems like it's a situation, just go play. Don't worry about – maybe you're thinking too much. Don't think and go. You played this game a long time. Just go out there and play like you know you how to play, and you're going to be good enough.
Yeah, you're already moving the program in the right direction, guys. You got a chance to make a huge step forward. You get in the postseason this year, and then that all of a sudden becomes the expectation from every year from now on. So, you know, there's a huge step in there, but there's no pressure to get it done. Go play and play hard and win the games, and you'll get there. So –
let's talk about this weekend. You'll be in Topeka, 3 with Washburn. The Ichabods have been having a pretty good year. They're right in the middle of the pack of the conference. And then they lose 2 out of 3 this past weekend to Newman down in Wichita. Maybe a quick scouting report on the Ichabods. I know in years past they've always pitched it pretty well, and they've had some good pop in the bat. What are they looking like this season?
They're the same. They can pitch it, and they do have some really good hitters in there, you know. That's no different from us, though. We got some guys that go out and pitch, and we got some guys that can hit. They just got to go out and do it. So,
well, hopefully can set the tone in game one on Friday evening and play well, because it seems like you do that. That kind of sets the table for the rest of the weekend with these guys.
You need a good win in there, you know. You get a good win in there, and you go and you build on it. So come out locked in, ready to go game one, and let's make it happen.
All right, sounds good. And then, by the way, next Tuesday, non-conference, final non-conference game, William Jewell will be in town just for a programming note. And for folks who maybe have a chance to sneak away from work on Tuesday, they'll be back at home for that non-conference Tuesday afternoon. Coach, we mixed it up. We let you go first. I know it's baseball. Baseball coaches, baseball players are superstitious. So we're trying to we're changing up the lineup. I know you've done that a little bit to find the right combination. So we're doing that for you today. We let you go first. Hopefully, that is going to be the trigger to get you rolling here down the stretch.
I like what you're thinking. You're like, but we just got to come out and compete.
So you're saying that probably has nothing to do with it, huh? It's kind of like a broadcaster mentioning there's been a no hitter going on. It has nothing to do with they finished the no hitter. Just went on the record. Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Good luck in Topeka this weekend.
Thank you.
There you go. Justin Wickard, coach of the Tigers. Again, all three of their games, you can see them on the MIAA network as they will be in action in Topeka, 5 o'clock Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday. The next Tuesday, William Jewell in town. That's a 3 o'clock game, and we'll have it on the Tiger Sports Network. Tiger Talk brought to you by the Taco Shop. Whether you order by phone, use our handy app, dine in, carry out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. We'll be back with track and field coach Jason McCullough next on Tiger Talk here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
There is freedom in movement, and Hayes Med Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, Hayes Med offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our 4-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at HayesMed.com/orthopedics.
Hey, Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
Did you know April is National Stress Awareness Month? Well, I'm well aware of my stress. I'm also aware that when I eat tacos, my stress goes down. On special right now at the Taco Shop, chicken quesadilla, $4.49, pork burrito, $4.09, and the Sanchez is $3.89. Reduce your stress. Order from the Taco Shop. Then you don't have to worry about cooking for supper.
Come on down to the Taco Shop.
Brungard Howard CPAs in Hays and Garden City has developed a deep trust with our clients over the years, and we are very appreciative of their continued patronage. Sometimes clients just need someone they can trust, someone they are always comfortable contacting for good advice on tax, accounting, and business issues. If you haven't found your trusted advisor yet, it's time to meet Brungard Howard. Brungard Howard CPAs. We can help. We do that.
Elliott now 6-for-16 on the homestand. Hits the ball through the hole and into left field. And Fort Hays State has the lead. Elliott Herman on the first pitch singles in the left field, and it's 2-1 Fort Hays State. As more of the action from Friday, pack the park. Good crowd on hand. Certainly hope to see you out there next Tuesday for Fort Hays State baseball. We'll talk softball here in a little bit with Adrian Pilkington. But right now, it's time to talk some track and field. Jason McCullough joins us. Fort Hays State in Pittsburgh over the past weekend and getting set to travel everywhere this weekend. We'll talk about it here in just a little bit. Let's talk about the last weekend down in Pittsburgh. Couple of first-place finishes, 6 provisional marks. First off, the weather. I mean, obviously it was not pretty with the wind. What was it like down in Pittsburgh for the track meet?
It was probably better than it was here.
I'm sure.
So we were originally scheduled to go to Boulder, and it was supposed to be even windier and cold and rainy there. So we moved to Pittsburgh, and it worked out well because we got some wins and we got some good marks there. So
yeah, talk about that. 2 first-place finishes. Jacob Clark wins the pole vault. 17-3 tied a personal best. And then Kiamani Archie, one of the young guys in the program, former Hays High Indian, wins the long jump. Talk about their 2 performances coming away with some gold.
Yeah, Jacob is really jumping well. In fact, he's on the end of his poles right now. So we actually got 2 more poles that were shipped to where he's competing this week.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully that makes a difference. He tried the school record, which I think is around 17.7, and he just missed that. But he's really jumping well right now.
obviously, explain that a little bit, how the length of the pole, obviously it's longer, but how that affects pole vaulters and ability to maybe do better than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, as you get faster and more technical, you need a longer mm-hmm. pole, and then you need a pole that's weighted a little bit heavier. And so you can only go so far on a certain pole before you have to get to a different one. And so we have a really good variety of poles, but you know, when we get up to that 17, 18 foot, you know, we're limited because we haven't had a lot of vaulters there. So we had two new poles that were donated to us and that are being shipped out to California, and hopefully they're there and he'll be jumping on them tomorrow.
That worked out well. You don't have to ship them yourself. Yeah. They're going to get them there. And then Kiamani in the long jump, 24.3 and a half. I know he had a really good career at Hayes High School, one of the young guys in the program, dual sport guy, football and track, and looks like he's off to a really good start in his career.
He is, and I think he's jumped over 24 feet three times.
Wow.
Now, and this one was legal. The first one at our home meet was wind illegal, so it was a little bit too windy. Those jumpers, they like to have a little bit of wind, just not a whole bunch, so it's illegal. So he's jumping real well. He got passed for first, and then for the first time seeing him compete, he actually got kind of angry. He wasn't winning, and he jumped further on his very final jump, and that was the 24-3 jump. So, yeah, he's doing real well. We're excited to have him. He redshirted football and worked out with them, and he's doing real well as a jumper right now.
Talk about some of the other performances that stood out for you guys down in Pittsburgh.
Well, we had some good ones. Our javelin throwers, you know, we have three out of the top eight javelin throwers right now. They're doing well. We had those three hit national qualifying marks. So that was real good. And then we've got a couple young sprinters that, you know, last year wasn't sure if they were even going to make it, but this year they're running national qualifying time. So Kenny Fritsch had a real good – he had a 10:57 in the 100. Toby Wallmeyer, he didn't run last week, but he ran a great time and qualified. He's the top-ranked runner in the 200 as well. So we're having some good performances from our young people.
It's amazing. It feels like you've been going at it for a while, but then other times it feels like you've just gotten to the outdoor season. And then you look at the schedule, and it's moving quickly. And you know, conference will be here before you know it, and trying to get people qualified for the NCAA championships. I mean, do you feel you're kind of on course and where you'd want to be at this point of the outdoor season for everybody?
I think right now we are. You know, last week and this week are typically the change in the weather weeks, mm-hmm. where you never know what you're going to get. So, you know, I feel like I told you, I feel like a travel agent right now, because we're just trying to move a whole bunch of people to a whole bunch of different places. We're trying to chase the weather outdoors. You know, indoors you just compete, but outdoors, you know, it's hard to do something when the weather's terrible as far as the good performances. So we're just trying to chase that weather, and I think right now it's looking good.
All right, let's talk about your travel agent hat. You've got two meets in California, the Pacific Coast Intercollegiate in Long Beach State hosting that, the Brian Clay Invitational hosted by Azusa Pacific in Azusa, California, and then, of course, the trip to the Midwest Classic in Emporia. So who's going where, and maybe just explain the purpose for how you guys are going about it here this weekend.
Yeah, I believe we have 21 athletes that are out in California right now, and I have three assistants that are out there, including Coach Groutman, my head assistant. So they're ready for that Long Beach meet, which is tomorrow, and then Azusa Pacific is Friday and Saturday. So we try to hit as many competitions as we can while we're out there. We've been really successful in years past hitting qualifying marks, which actually get people to the national meet mm-hmm. from these. People from all over the country go there to compete. So the weather's great. I think it's supposed to be tomorrow like 70 degrees and 2-mile-an-hour winds. So very similar to here. Just
Well, yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday was perfect. We don't get those too often. And then we're going to Emporia State. That actually starts tomorrow. They moved it up from Friday, Saturday to just a Friday meet for the main portion because of there's supposed to be high winds mm-hmm. on Saturday. So we're taking about 45 people to Emporia, and so we should have some good performances in both because the weather is looking pretty mm-hmm. good for both.
And you mentioned going out to California. Obviously, the weather is a big factor, but as you said, everybody goes there. I mean, you're going to face good competition, which especially in track and field, but in any sport, but especially there, if you're being pushed by good people, you tend to perform better yourself.
Yeah, you do. And everyone we have out there is either a national qualifier, a conference champion. You know, they've scored high in the conference for us. So they're all good performers, and they know how to compete. And, you know, they run them off. I think they have about 5 timing systems out there, and they start about 7 in the morning. And, in fact, the last races get done about 1 in the morning, which is 3 o'clock our time. So
wow.
We have a couple people competing after midnight, and I'm not even sure if I'm going to stay up and see how they do. We'll see how I feel. But yeah, we have a lot of performers there, and it's an amazing thing to watch when you see those races, especially the races, because their starter race, for example, the 1500, and when the final athletes are on the home stretch before they're even done, they have a new timing system and it starts the next race. And so there's no gap in there. You're not waiting for 2, 3, 5 minutes between races. You're just, it's just go, go, go all day long.
If you're anything like me, you might try to stay up, and then you'll wake up after it's over and have to go figure out what happened because you fell asleep.
Yep.
Conference shaking out the kind of the way you thought it would with the teams that you figured would be pretty good and maybe where you guys are kind of slotted right now?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, usually this week is the kind of the big one because, mm-hmm. you know, all of our conference teams are out there in California as well. So we'll see kind of where we stack up. But, you know, we have some pretty good performers right now that are high in the top five in the conference. You know, we're redshirting a few guys. I told you last time I was here, Nolan Churchman and Hayden mm-hmm. Albright, who are both All-Americans. So they'll be back next year. But, you know, it's hard to take that this year knowing that you have some points on the board that, you know, they're not going to score because they're redshirting. But, I think we're in a pretty good spot right now.
All right, sounds good. Well, you'll be back at home on the 25th, the Alex Francis Classic, a Loper Invitational in between, but obviously a big weekend in Emporia and then out in California. Jason, as always, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to all of your student-athletes competing this weekend, and we'll chat with you again next week and see how everybody did and preview the rest of the year.
All right, thank you, Gerard.
There you go. Jason McCall, a track and field coach at Fort Hays State University. Tiger Talk today brought to you in part by Golden Belt Bank. Your life has a story. Golden Belt Bank wants to get to know that story. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis. Visit them at goldenbeltbank.com. Right now we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll meet Alex Nichols, the new men's soccer coach at Fort Hays State. We'll do that next here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
When it comes to your health, there's no room for second best. At First Care Clinic, we are your premier medical home and pharmacy, providing compassionate, quality care for everyone, from toddlers to seniors. We provide first-class care. We are accepting new medical patients across our two convenient locations in Hayes. With our team of dedicated medical providers, we're always here when you need us. We accept all major insurances and offer a sliding fee scale for uninsured patients. Experience healthcare that puts you first at firstcareclinic.com.
There is freedom in movement, and Hayes Med Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, Hayes Med offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our four-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at hayesmed.com/orthopedic.
The most dependable and respected plumbing and mechanical systems provider in our area for 75 years, the Glassman Corporation. They have a long history of large projects and resolving building problems. They're the experts for commercial and residential heating, AC, plumbing, and geothermal systems, and they specialize in applied chillers and boilers of all types. Glassman has techs on the road all over the region every day. Call Glassman Corporation, 1-800-662-4318. That's 1-800-662-4318, and at glassmancorp.com.
BTI of Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt has been your source for quality ag parts for the right price. With spring planting upon us, it's time to stock up on your planting parts and supplies so you have them on hand when you need them. BTI offers free parts delivery to their parts drop-off box locations. Check with your local BTI or visit BTIequip.com for the nearest drop-off box. BTI, your local John Deere dealer. BTI, our family in partnership with your family.
The 0-2 pitch, ground ball through the hole and into right field. Stuckey scores. Shepherd around third to throw. Not in time. It's a two-run single for Lauren Beggs. And the Tigers grab the lead with two in the bottom of the first and lead it 2-0. Some of the softball action from last Friday out at Thursday out at the Flea Hardy Family Field, and we'll talk with Adrian Pilkington here in the last segment of the program. We're certainly glad to have you with us here today. A reminder that Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Hayes Med Orthopedic Institute, the most comprehensive orthopedic care in western Kansas. You can learn more at hayesmed.com/orthopedics. We're joined now by Alex Nichols. He is the new men's soccer coach at Fort Hays State University. First opportunity for us to get him on the program. Alex, we appreciate it. And welcome. How are things going so far?
Very good. Very good. We're excited about the season to come. And, you know, as I've told a lot of people, when we're at this point in time, it's basically just a means of we can't wait for the fall to get going.
Well, a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you come with a tremendous resume. You've won a couple of national titles. You've been the National Coach of the Year a couple of times. Four times you've been to the national semifinals at the NAIA level. Just talk about your coaching background and maybe how that you felt that was going to make this job a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, very high expectations here. Very, very welcoming, but very high expectations, and people who take care of each other, and that's something that we're excited to be a part of, and something that we have high expectations too, and so. The sky is the limit, we feel, and so.
You had great success at prior stops. You came from Florida Memorial and Miami Gardens, Central Methodist for 9 years, won a couple of national titles there. So you've experienced winning soccer, and I'm sure this is, what's the key to that? Maybe too broad of a question, but obviously you've had a formula to win. What's it going to take to – and I'm not going to say even turn Fort Hays State around because they've had successful programs, but to win on a consistent level and get to the Elite Eight and all those things that this program's striving to do, what's it going to take to do that, you think?
Yeah, we always say we want to recruit guys that are talented soccer players, that are good human beings, and that work really hard. And normally when you get all those pieces of the puzzle, you're going to have a great deal of success. So, we found guys that we feel are, of course, we're always recruiting, 24/7. But we feel like we found guys who are, good human beings, hardworking guys, and a lot of talent so far. And so we're really excited about the future and, about the fit that they're going to be for our program, for Fort Hays, and for the expectations that we and they both have.
With the team coming back, and then, as you said, always recruiting, how many are going to be here? I mean, anytime you have a coaching change, there's attrition. People move on to different things. How's it gone with the returners on the roster? And as you said, building for the future and the new guys you're bringing in.
Yeah, we're bringing a good amount of new guys to kind of fit our style and what we're going to do. And so, we've got our top returners that are coming back, and we're very excited about them. And they've been working really hard and, buying in, and they've got high expectations like the guys that we're bringing in. And so it's going to be a good mix, but we're really excited about the core that we're bringing back and, the type of guys they are and the talent that they bring. And, they want to win, and they want to win championships. And nothing happens overnight, but they've got the right mentalities. And, where there's a will, there's a way. So we're pretty excited.
Talk about your philosophy a little bit and maybe the style of play. What can Tiger fans expect from teams coached by Alex Nichols?
We're going to be pretty scrappy, so hopefully we're not too scrappy to where I get myself in trouble with this fellow over here. But we're going to be an aggressive team. So we run a very without getting too specific tactically. I don't want to bore anybody, but we're going to be a high press defense and aggressive offense, and we do a lot with set pieces as well. And so we try and be meticulous with essentially every part of the game. And normally that's had a good amount of success, but ultimately, us coaches are just the guys, screaming on the sidelines. It's the ones who matter are the student athletes on the field. And, we feel like we've got a lot of special ones coming in. So, we're going to be really competitive, really fast, but we don't like to say anything until they're all here and we get things rolling.
We've seen in soccer and in other sports, it's become very international, and not just at Fort Hays State, but around the conference, around the country, especially at the Division II level. Recruiting areas, how do you approach that with the international flavor and just maybe your thoughts on how you're going to go about recruiting with some of the future student athletes here at Fort Hays State?
Yeah, we always want to take care of our backyard and make sure, we know the top student athletes and, the Kansas and the nearby states, of course. But we recruit the globe. And so it's such a popular sport all over the world. And so it's one that's growing here. And there's a ton of talent, within Kansas and within the United States. But, we leave no rock unturned, so to speak. And so if they're, again, it kind of goes back to, we don't really specify too much, where we look at. We want to make sure we look everywhere. So we'll have guys from, from nearby Kansas. We'll have guys from the Netherlands and Spain. So it's kind of all across the board. We don't really, we don't really miss anyone anywhere, or at least hope we don't. I'm sure we do, but we hope we don't. But we're excited about the guys we have coming in, and we're about there. So
good to hear. What made this job appealing and of interest to you to come to Fort Hays State?
Well, a lot of success, obviously. It's always nice to see a program that, you know, again, has high expectations and a lot of success. But, you know, where there's a group of people that, you know, take care of each other but also expect a lot, you know, that's just a mentality that I saw right away. You know, even the first time I got on campus, you know, I felt like I was at home. And that's, you know, that's awesome. That's massive. And, you know, that's going to mean a lot to the players, even, you know, just as much as us coaches. Mm-hmm. And so that was very big. Obviously, you know, you see the academic prestige, you come on campus and you see the facilities, you meet the people. And so, I mean, there wasn't, you know, nowhere is perfect, but I certainly didn't see any negatives when I was here. So, you know, so it was great. And since being here, you know, it's a constant reinforcement of, people taking care of each other, but, you know, high expectations to have a great deal of success, you know, on and off the field. So we feel our guys are pretty excited too, and all the recruits that haven't even been here, you know, are able to see a lot of great things within the facilities, within the past history, and within our expectations for the future.
Talk about staff a little bit. Who's gonna be helping you?
Yeah, Saad Mahakt is one of our staff members. He actually was a player for me as well, so he's a glutton for punishment because he's now coming to coach for me too. So he's actually quite bright, but I guess he's slipping in that area, sticking with me. But he's had a lot of success as a player, and he's been fantastic as a coach so far. So I was very excited to get him on board right away. And it's nice because, you know, when we're recruiting so many different student athletes from all over the world, you know, all of our student athletes coming in, of course, speak English, but, you know, they also oftentimes speak more than one language. And unfortunately, I only know English. I'm still working on that, as you may be able to tell. But Saad speaks five languages. So
it seems like that's almost a prerequisite. I mean, as international as it has gotten, I guess, I think most of the players, they can speak English, but you almost need someone bilingual to be on your staff the way the sport has grown internationally for teams here in America.
Well, for sure, but I certainly don't know many people who speak five languages. Well, so no. Saad's a little bit unique on that one, but he's been doing a fantastic job, and, you know, like us, you know, believes in what we're doing, and you know, the style that we're going to bring and the effort that we're going to bring. And, you know, he knows me from the past, and he's been amazing so far, and we're excited about everything. And then my other assistant is Edward Jabari, and so we're very excited about him. He actually played in the conference, so he didn't play at Fort Hays. He played at Newman, so now that's going to be an extra special game because we have to make sure and take care of business there. Otherwise, you know, maybe Curtis and I can blame Edward if anything crazy happens there.
Have you had a chance to look at, I mean, the conference has been pretty good. I mean, there's some definite rivals there with the MIAA GAC, you know, merging for men's soccer. Have you had a chance to delve into much of that since you've been on campus here in your preparations?
Yeah, we've taken a good look at those teams, and obviously there's a lot more work to do. But we've also been taking a look at some of our non-conference opponents as well. So we play a couple top 10 teams, you know, pretty quick within our non-conference schedule. And so from non-con to con, it's going to be a battle. But, you know, that's what we want. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And we got to get our ranking where it needs to be. But, you know, like our coaches before said, it's ultimately one game at a time. And I wish August was here, but it's still going to be a ways away from me.
We mentioned you're Kansas City, Missouri native. What's your background a little bit growing up and your soccer influences?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, growing up in Kansas City, I was a big soccer guy, the Wizards back then before they became Sporting Kansas City. But I was also a big basketball player and a big baseball player. I say big, that doesn't mean good.
Right.
But I played all three of those sports growing up. And you know, was a Kansas City Royals and Kansas City Chiefs guy and Kansas City Wizards. So, you know, sports was my life growing up. And so, you know, and it still is. So, now grew up north of the river, went to Oak Park High School, and then, you know, it just took off from there, and the sports kept going. But I guess all those sports combined is what made me a goalkeeper. So maybe that's another reason why I like a little bit more physicality. But But yeah,
you touched on the recruiting. What's it like? What's it been for the returners? What's the summer like? And then as you get into camp, starting a late summer, preparing for the season, what's the schedule, the time frame for everybody leading into your first campaign?
Yeah, well, we're talking to all of our guys, and we're trusting that they're doing everything the right way over the summer. And there's, you know, so many different leagues within the United States, the semi-professional leagues or the summer prep leagues or, leagues overseas to help kind of prepare and make sure they're keeping their fitness up and their touches on the ball. So we trust that they're all set up and know the majority of their paths here over the summer. And then we're ready to get after it, to get them on campus, get them acclimated to everything really quick, get them taken care of, and then we're going to get rolling right away. And they're just like us, to where when they get here, they're going to want to get on the field. But I'll just have to hold them off for 2 days. So that's what I have to figure out, how to just keep them calm for 2 days as we can get everything squared away.
All right, sounds good. Anything else you wanted to add before we let you go here this afternoon?
I don't think, if you get me going, I'm going to be here
okay.
for a long time.
All right,
time.
We do have to
That's
get to Adrian here
everybody.
A little bit, but so glad to have you with us. Appreciate you taking some time to join us on the program. We'll look forward to doing that on a regular basis this fall when you get in season, but really appreciate the time. Welcome to Hayes, and glad to have you part of the Fort Hays State family.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
There you Very go. Exciting. That is Alex Nichols, the new men's soccer coach at Fort Hays State University. Again, we'll talk to him on a regular basis this fall when the Tigers begin the season. We need to take another break. When we do so, after the break, we'll chat with Adrian Pilkington, softball coach. He'll join us next here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
Regardless of where you call home or where you want to call home, that's a story to share with Golden Belt Bank. Because when you share with us your home ownership dreams, you take a big step toward achieving them. Visit goldenbeltbank.com to connect with our mortgage team today. Golden Belt Bank. One story at a time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
There's April savings at your local Napa Auto Parts store, Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes. Napa full synthetic motor oil, only $20.99 in the 5-quart jug, or $4.49 per quart. Save 10% on Napa Marine, RV, and Power Sport batteries. Mobile One full synthetic 5-quart size, $34.99. 1 quart, $6.99. Royal Purple True Fuel, $6.99. And Mobile Delvac 1 gallon, $17.99. Shop Gibbs Auto Supply for savings all month long.
April is Safe Digging Month. Before you dig for any reason, to plant a tree or even put in fence posts, call 811 to find out if there are underground utilities below. Calling 811 two business days before you need to dig helps you avoid damaging buried utilities. And best of all, 811 is a free service. Be safe and call 811 first. A safety message from Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative making energy work for you.
Did you know April is National Stress Awareness Month? Well, I'm well aware of my stress. I'm also aware that when I eat tacos, my stress goes down. On special right now at the Taco Shop, chicken quesadilla, $4.49, pork burrito, $4.09, and the Sanchez is $3.89. Reduce your stress. Order from the Taco Shop. Then you don't have to worry about cooking for supper.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Down to the Taco Shop.
Here's the first offering, line to left field. That'll be down and in for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Around third is Saavedra. Here will score. Here comes Kreitzer to throw to the plate. Not in time. It's a two-run, two-out double for Jose Cintron. And just like a night ago, the Tigers get two in the bottom of the first inning and lead it 2-0. More of the baseball action from the Tigers. Welcome back to the program, our final segment, as we're joined by softball coach Adrian Pilkington. We'll remind you that Fort Hays State Athletics invites you to join Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. Adrian Pilkington joins us. Tigers coming off a tough home stretch here in which they dropped 3 out of 4, split with Emporia State last Thursday, then lost twice to number 24 Washburn. And kind of the story, you had a couple of games in each series that weren't so good, and then you had a couple that were really good. You happened to get the one winning in eight innings over Emporia. You lose the other 2-0 to Washburn. So obviously you wanted to win more, but against some pretty good teams, a 1-3 weekend. Just maybe your thoughts on your team's play this past weekend at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think outside of the first Emporia game, our team played pretty well, and I thought they battled pretty well, which is something that we've been really off and on with all season. But you know, we knew that it was going to be a tough weekend. Emporia is always good, even though they're not in the top 25, and we knew what Washburn was going to bring. And I think for us to go out there and be able to battle with them and put up 6 runs, I think that was you know, pretty good on the offensive side of things. You know, we gave up more runs than we wanted to, but I think our pitchers had to work within some confines of a really small strike zone. It just made it tough. You know, we pulled our starter, Morgan Schmidt, at 62 pitches, and 3 of those had been called for strikes. So, I mean, it's just – it's really tough when that's what you're working with, and it's tough to kind of tell those kids to just, like, keep grinding and keep competing through it. You know, you're doing a great job, even though it doesn't feel like it. But, you know, I think they battled, and I think they just went out and tried to produce outs versus a really potent Washburn lineup.
You mentioned the tough start against Emporia. You lose that 6-0, and just for whatever reason, you pitched it okay. It just kind of got away, but offensively, it was a struggle, and I know it was very frustrating to you with the approach your team had at the plate in that first game.
Yeah, it was, and it's just, I mean, we're just so inconsistent at the plate, and I think that's really been kind of the problem for us thus far this season and why we're having some of those ups and downs, and we just have to do a better job of putting together quality at-bats every time that we go to the plate. And just not handing at-bats away. And I felt like we did that a little bit too much in that game where it felt like, you know, it was never within reach, you know, in a sense for some of those kids offensively where it's just like every inning they were kind of continuing to come at us hard and fast, you know, offensively with their speed. And it just felt like it was hard for our offense to catch up.
Are you surprised maybe that's been a problem considering you have so many back who – felt like they were maybe turning a corner last year, and it hasn't been that carryover that I'm sure you expected going into this year?
Yeah, it is surprising to me because, again, you know, we've said this where we have some kids that have really good averages and some good statistics. It's just the struggle of finding ways to plate those runs, and I can't quite figure out the key ingredient there, but, you know, we're just staying at it, and we're just continuing to try to, you know, focus on the hitters not being so consumed with getting hit every single time they go up to the plate, but just put together a competitive quality at-bat and give them something, you know, a little bit more tangible to work with so that they're not defeated by a batting average, which is an easy stat to, you know, to be down on.
Game two, though, you get the 3-0 lead, which, I mean, you could feel there was a different energy. I don't know what you told your team between games, but they came at it with a little more energy. You got the lead, gave up that lead, and then to come back and win it the way you did had to be extra special. You get the walk-off, but you tie it with a run in the bottom of the seventh to get it to extra innings. To win it the way they did had to be, obviously, for you gratifying, but for this team as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something they needed. They need to be able to see that they can win those tight games and be able to do it in a certain fashion. And I think, again, offensively, we just did what we needed to do that game, even though it was tight throughout most of it. We did a better job of putting together good at bats, having base runners on base. You know, I think we had the bases loaded 3 times, so it was just we gave ourselves more opportunities in that game, and that's really what we have to do offensively because we just don't have that one stick in the lineup that's going to come out and play a home run for us. We just have to kind of do it assembly line and hitter by hitter.
Good start from Morgan Schmidt in that second game against Emporia, and she kind of ran out of gas. And Emma Montoya, and even though you got shut out in that first one and you really weren't a part of it, she did a good job of kind of putting the brakes on the Emporia offense. That could have gotten ugly. And then she comes in and pitches 2 2/3 remarkable innings, a hitless ball, strikes out 4, got the win, and she had a really good day against Emporia State. That was fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was excited for her. She's, of course, a senior and hasn't gotten a ton of time for us. It's probably one of the best outings I've seen her have. I think she was just a little bit more focused out there and just trying to create outs and not trying to blow it by them or overthrow, and I think that's a big thing for her. So I think she stepped up when we needed it, and she definitely had a great effort out there.
And you mentioned Washburn. You lose 13-6, but that was you were in that game through 5, and it kind of got out of hand. They had the big five-run sixth inning, and then you're getting no hit in game two, but yet your pitchers kept you in it. You lose a 2-0, but you're in that game against a really good nationally ranked opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can hang with anybody, and we've proven that throughout the season. You know, we've had some really tight games with ranked opponents, and, you know, the bottom line is whether or not we can out-hit them. You know, we knew that game two was going to be tough. J.C. Ginter's a really good arm, and, you know, probably a comparable opponent to what Maddie Hollab would be. I mean, that's about how decorated she is as a player, and in her senior year, she's just smart and she knows where to place the ball. And, you know, I thought we put together some okay at-bats versus her, but, you know, we just needed a couple timely hits that we couldn't quite find.
And speaking of Maddie, I know we won't spend a lot of time on this. We can preview your weekend, but going into the MIAA Hall of Fame, that was announced a couple of weeks ago, former teammate of yours, certainly a well-deserved honor for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nobody deserves it more than Maddie did. She just played her heart and soul out every single game, and she was a ton of fun to play with and great to coach. You know, I'm really proud of her for that, and no one's more deserving for sure.
All right, well, they're playing the fights on. That means our time is up. At home again this weekend, Lincoln on Friday, 1-3, and then noon on Saturday, Central Missouri. Tigers at home for four more. Obviously, these will be big games, and hopefully you can get some wins and get a little bit of momentum going.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That is Adrian Pilkington, head coach of the Fort Hays State softball team. And that's going to wrap it up. Our program brought to you by the Hayes-Mid Orthopedic Institute, Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, BTI, and the Taco Shop. One more program next week. You'll want to join us. Football coach Chris Brown will be one of our guests as we preview the spring game coming up on the 20th. That'll wrap it up. We'll see you next Wednesday right here on Tiger Talk.